there are people that is delightful to be around them. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
They are meek. They are sweet. You know, they are pleasant. There are times that we find some other people that is difficult to deal with them. But we need them so we can learn to grow and become more like God. If we would all be the same, earth would be boring. When we take that position of looking through the eyes of God, it makes life easy in dealing with different people in different circumstances. To me, one of the most favorite people to deal with are the meek people. And why is that? Because it's easy for us to identify with each other. You know, I know a fella preacher that here and there he wants us to go out and talk. And a day or two before we go out, I pray for extra grace. They are the EGR people. EGR, extra grace required. Well, we have not had a conversation in a year. Is that that long? Well, it feels like, as I thought we met last month. And then we go out, and this fellow, we start talking, and talking, and talking, and talking, and talking, and I'm about to go. Are you slumbering? Not quite. I'm just testing how does it feel having my eyes closed while somebody's talking. We can't quite converse that long because we are different people. But you know, I like to deal with meek people. It's my favorite. Because there's something special about being a meek person. Did you know that? So what are you talking about tonight, preacher? I'm talking about meekness. There are some good results of being a meek person. Did you know that? And for all of you King James buffers, tonight I'm going to preach on King James. What does it mean to be meek? The Hebrew word for meek is the word anav. Say anav. A-N-A-V. It's the Hebrew word for anav. And what does the word anav means? It means gentle in mind, a saint, gentle in circumstances, humble, lowly, meek. Isn't that great? You know how sweet it is for you to deal with someone in a time of a tough circumstance that person is gentle. Are you with me so far? Sometimes a problem is exacerbated by people's behavior. And how sweet it is for you to deal with somebody that is meek. Somebody that is gentle. You know, somebody that is gentle in mind, gentle in different circumstances, gentle and meek in the daily duties of life. It makes a day on the office go by really quick. Now, the Greek word for meek is the word pros, P-R-A-U-S. We say in Greek, praos. But Americans would say, pros. Which comes from a root that means mild. Mild. By implication, humble and meek. So, what's the big deal? Today I want to talk about meekness. Why? Because there are some good results when somebody is meek. So what about the word meekness? Meek is anav. Meekness is anava. Anava is a condensation of modesty, gentleness, humility, and godliness. Isn't that great? Did you hear what I said? Anava, which is meekness, is a condensation, it all melts together in a human being, of modesty, divine character, if you will, clemency, gentleness, humility, or meekness. So what are then, preacher, some of the good stuff about being meek? Let's start with Psalm 149, verse 4. I want you to read it with me. Number one benefit of being meek. Let's read it together. For the Lord takes pleasure in His people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Being a meek person causes God to have pleasure in us. And it will cause us to be clothed or beautified with salvation. And did you know that the salvation here that he's talking about is not about from hell or salvation from hell? It's salvation from tough circumstances. Isn't that something? A meek person causes God to have pleasure in him or her. And he is ready to beautify that person with salvation. I guess it pays big dividends to be meek, right? You know, we don't have this kind of children here. But do you know what a pain it is when you have a child that the child is always fussing about something? We don't know here, but y'all have heard that before, right? You idiot, be meek and go with the program. Or else get out of the house. Are you with me here? It is so easy to deal with people when they are meek. They go with the program and you feel like helping even more. I think that God feels in the same way when His people, when His children are meek and can go with the program. God can do more for them. So it's advantageous to be meek. But it does not stop in there. Watch this. Brother preacher, give me Psalms 147, verse 6. Watch this. Let's read. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casts the weak down to the ground. So being meek have another advantage. When things are getting tough and we are shaking about to go down, the Lord will come and pick us up. So you know that you're going to always be standing. Are you with me here? You say, but preacher, I don't understand. How can I be meek? Well, you can be humble. You can go along with the program, God's program, without fussing and fighting. You can choose to believe that God can lift you up when you're about to fall. All this is, life is made of choices. And the choices that we make will pretty much determine how happy our lives can be. I have never, ever, 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 ever met a man in my 27 years of life that has ever regretted making a decision to serve God. I know, I see your faces. Did you say 27? She says in one side. So if she's going to say one side, so let's do the math, right? never met a person that has regretted making the decision to trust God and follow Him. You will always come up on the top. And when we make that decision to go with God's program, it's even better. I was a little upset 2 weeks ago. And I told the Lord, you know what? I want to get out of this place. What am I doing here? The Lord looked at me and He smiled. What's so funny? You can get another preacher to come and take this place over. And I said, really? Yeah. And what you going to do? I don't know. So He smiled again. But seriously, Lord, it seems like I'm hitting against the pricks. I want to go to another church. I want to go somewhere else. Okay, I'll do this. I'll be preaching from church to church like Brother Winglow does. Really? So why you keep telling me this? You don't know what you're asking. Really? Then the Lord said, okay, I'll let you get away from BCFC. But you're going to have to do this, 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 and this. Otherwise, you're going to go down. What shall it be? And when I thought about it, I said, you know, after all, I didn't realize how good BCFC is. The Lord said, it's a smart choice. I shut up, and we will continue with BCFC until. Somebody may say, I thought you say you have the best flock in the plant. I do. But I get tired. Same old suspects on the prayer line. I am not the God to carry you on my back. God is the one who promised to carry you in His back, not me. It's time for us to change the way that we do things. And meekness, just by chance, happens to be something that you can work with. Are you with me here? If you're paying attention, every week I'm giving you a different subject. Because this is part of character building. A spiritual character building. You can develop meekness by going along with God's program without being fussing about everything that God tossed you away. Can I hear an amen here? Amen. The Bible says that the Lord is going to lift up the meek. Now, some translation will call it humble. Brother preacher, can you give me the backslide of translation here, please? God puts the fallen on their feet again and pushes the wicked into the ditch. What that means, when you are meek, God will make sure that you're going to be in your foot again in no time. Say amen. Amen. That's another advantage of being meek. God will make sure that if life is going tough, you're about to fall, He'll put you back on track before you know. Amen? Amen. Well, is there anything else? Yes, there's another advantage of being meek. Psalms 25:9 tells us about the third great thing about being meek. Read it with me. The meek. Excuse me. Can we read it here? Y'all asking for King James. I'm giving you. So let's go now. The meek will He guide in judgment. And the meek will He teach His way. When we are meek, God will make sure that if you ever go into judgment, He's going to guide you into the judgment. You know, I never had a big deal with the law, but few times I went to court. Before I got into the courtroom, even in the court building, I said, Dad, please, some help here. Please. I was only 10 miles over the speed limit. And when I got in there, all of a sudden I find myself telling the judge, guilty, with an explanation. And then I tell him the truth. I wasn't paying attention to this speedometer. I'm sorry. One judge said, how dare you come to my court and tell me this? It's the truth. Didn't you ask me to solemnly say the truth, not more the truth, so help me God? I'm telling you the truth. I wasn't paying attention to his speed. Judge looked at me disgusted. Said, you know what? Because you spoke the truth, I'm going to put you in PBJ, right? Yeah. Put peanut butter jelly. And I'm thinking, what in the world is PBJ? I mean, my mind is running wild. And then I'm looking at him, say, you're dismissed. Thank you, sir. So I asked the fellow, what that means? It's probation before judgment. What that means? That you're going to ride for so many times, and if you get a ticket, then you're in bad shape. Well, I usually fly through that stuff. You know, when you are meek before God, God will guide you in judgment. Say amen.
Amen.
This is what the book is saying here. And if you are meek, God will teach you his way. Amen. He himself will do it.
Amen.
Now, for those who are not meek, it's tough for God to teach them his way because they will butt head with God. My Lord, I should have heard an
amen.
Another advantage of being meek is that God will not only guide you in judgment, the Lord will teach you his way. In Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 3, there is an interesting scripture. I read that scripture several times in my life. I could never come to grips. What in the world are you talking about? And today, as I read it again, it came in. Let's read it. Seek ye the Lord, all you meek of the earth. Why should I do that? Which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. It may be you shall be hid in the days of the Lord's anger. When I am seeking righteousness and meekness, when I'm going along with God's programs, when I'm kind of enveloping myself, condensing myself on that humbleness, you know, on that merciful attitude, in the days of God's anger, he's going to pass by me because I've been showing meekness and righteousness. Another great benefit of being meek or seeking meekness. On the tough days that will come upon the earth, God may spare you for being a meek person and for being a righteous person. Amen?
Amen.
One may say, oh, preacher, I know, you know, I heard what you say, but why in the world should I even consider about being meek? Everything today in the world is messed up, is upside down. Let me tell you this, beloved. Meekness or a quiet spirit is something very precious in the eyes of God. Did you know that?
Amen.
Brother preacher, give me 1 Peter 3:4. Continue on the King James. Read it with me. But let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is no corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit,
which is in the sight of God great prize.
Being a meek person, that hidden man of the heart, in the sight of God is of great price. You know, it pays to be meek. It brings big dividends. Here's another dividend of being meek. Matthew 5:5. I want you to read it with me again. Let's read. Blessed are
for they shall inherit the earth. Amen.
The meek are blessed by God. And if you have no land right now, if you're paying rent, just become a meek person. You're going to have a lot of land. That's what he's saying here. Isn't that right? Yes. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And I think that if you're a meek right now, you're going to already grab a piece of land. And when the time comes in the new kingdom, you're going to have a lots of land. Right now, the governments are putting boundaries, demarking, and this and that and the other. Well, the time will come when the table will turn. We're going to rule the world. We're going to rule the earth. And the meek people will have big chunks of land. Why do we need land? I don't know! But it says in here that you and I are going to inherit it. Isn't that right? So something's going to happen. What is it? I don't know. And I don't think it's meant for you and I to be. But one of the greatest things of being meek is also that you're blessed. Meek people are blessed. Didn't he say blessed are the meek?
Yes.
Brother preacher, can you put this thing on the NLT? I didn't check. Today I decided to prove my friends that wrong. God blesses those who are humble. The whole earth! So Democrats will pay rent when the thing turns around. Can you give me the backslider translation, please? You're blessed when you're content with just who you are. No more, no less. That's the moment you find yourself proud owners of everything can be bought. Wow. Wow. Let me give you another benefit of being meek. Brother preacher, give me Psalm 37:11. Let's go back to. But the meek
shall inherit
the earth. So being meek, another advantage, is not only that you're going to inherit the earth, but you shall have peace. I don't think people often connect meekness with peace. Now follow me. If all Ishmaelites, who Ishmaelites? The sons of Ishmael, Saudi Arabia, the so-called Palestinians, which is a bunch of baloney, they are people from Jordan, from Syria, from Lebanon, thieves, and from Egypt, that were kicked out of Egypt, and they are trying to form a new country that God said would cease to exist. If these people would be meek, rockets wouldn't be firing in Israel, or bombs wouldn't be dropped at the Gaza Strip. The absence of meekness leads into terror and war. But those who are meek, not only shall inherit the earth, they shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. You know, I never had a chance to speak to a Muslim big shot, if there's any. But if I could talk to the chief of all the Muslims, I said, you know, let me give you a little word of advice. If you got your tails between your legs and go with the program, let Israel take over Gaza. You have houses, you have cars, you have food, you have good sanitation, and everything that you may desire. You women will be able to go to school and learn to write and read and drive cars, not walk around like a zombie with something, a scarf wrapped on their heads. But because their pride reaches to the heaven, I just read a report I got from Israel 30 minutes ago that they will not rest until they wipe out the last infidel from their land. And then I'm thinking, this fellow is so stupid. So stupid. Whatever. The meek shall inherit the earth. If Palestinians in the Gaza Strip would be meek, they would inherit that land. I got another email from Jerusalem. There's a group of Muslims. It's a type of Muslim that is in extinction. They live within Israel boundaries, within the country of Israel, practice Muslim in Israel. They are protected by the country of Israel, and the government even send them social workers every month to teach them social skills, how to resolve conflicts between man and wife, between parents and children. The Israeli government build them synagogues, mosques, schools, and give them the right to practice their religion within Israel. They are in extinction. There's only 5,000 of them. The Iman, who is the leader of them, said, "I am proud to be an Israeli." And this guy is a Muslim. And we've got 5,000 under his 5,000 people under his leadership. But they're meek enough to go along with the program. They not only have land in Israel, they do wine through the grapes that they plant on the hills of Samaria, and they live in abundance and in peace. And he went as far as to say that in another Muslim lands, they are despised. And they wouldn't have the opportunity to practice their kind of Islamism because it's against the mainstream Islam. The meek shall inherit the earth, like these Muslims are doing right now in the hills of Samaria. And they shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. It pays to be meek. Let me wrap up tonight. Brother preacher, give me Isaiah 11:4. Will you care to read it with me? "But with righteousness shall he judge the poor," that's Jesus, "and he reprove with equity." Why did you put this verse at the end of the scripture? I want to call your attention to a few things here. "But with righteousness shall Jesus judge the poor." And reprove with equity for the meek. That's the sentence I want to call your attention. And reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. Everybody here knows what is equity, right? Everybody knows what equity means, right? You buy a house for $100,000 and it's worth $150,000. You got $50,000 equity. It's $50,000 counting on your behalf. Are we together? When we are meek and judgment time comes and God is going to judge, you are in advantage against your adversary that is not meek. You have equity of justice on behalf of the meek. Are you understanding what I'm saying here? In other words, you got into judgment with somebody else already ahead of that person, which means you will always win when you're meek. My Lord, I hope you guys are getting this. One may ask, "So preacher, what is the conclusion?" Inherently, there are some benefits of being meek. And I think that these things I show you helps us on different phases in our spiritual growth. And by practicing these things, by practicing meekness on a daily basis, it will help us to become strong believers and enjoy an even more abundant and blessed lives. It pays dividends to be meek. May God give you and I the grace tonight to put on a meek uniform. Move out of the way and watch and see what God will do. God bless you.